The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Pesach at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gittin Daf Samach. In today's Gemara, we have that B'nai Galil, Yesha B'chelbo, if you're allowed to read in shul from a Chumash rather than a Sefer Torah. The Gemara says at the end, they wanted to be parshed it from a Dvar Shmuel by Nachmeni, said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Sefer Torah that's missing the Yeriah, that you can't learn from it. And they said, no, it's not a Raya, because over here the thing that we need is there, the thing we need is missing, here it's not missing. And then the Gemara says, Rav and Rav Yosef both say, you can't read from a Chumash and Shul because of Kavod HaTzibur, Kavod Tzibur. Now, of course, that raises a question, Kavod Tzibur, what if there's no other option? Is it mutter to learn from a Chumash? And then we have a Gemara further. The Gemara is talking about the Sefer Haftarta, which was a Sefer that had just the Haftarits written in it rather than the whole Sefer of Novi. And the Gemara says at the end that you allow learn from it because of Esel Arsis L'Hashem Heferiter Sacha, which of course raises the question, how far could we go with Esel Arsis L'Hashem? If it would be an issue of Esau says Lashem, could we learn from a Chumash? Could we do without in the Chumash entirely, learn Balpeh? Okay, so Rashi, right off the bat, says like this. Rashi says, B'chumashin sheyesh v'kaisan l'chamisha chumashin kol chumash echad shalom l'atzmai. Here's Rashi, v'chol tsefreim hoyu b'megillah or b'glila k'sefetel shalonu. So Rashi says something that seemingly isn't necessary to explain this Gemara. And Rashi is telling us that in those days, they had all their Svarim were written in a scroll like our Sefer Torah, as if to say in Rashi's time, the standard Sefer was not written as a scroll. Now, I want to go into why Rashi is saying this, but just a little background. If it's explored extensively in Kovitz Beis Amin in Yisrael, number Kuf Mem Tes, and page Tov Zion, how there was a switch in how they made cloth and how they produced it and what kind of Svarim they were using. And Marashi's times already seen that Svarim were written as a book form rather than as a scroll. Okay, now, why is Rashi saying this? One would look in Machzeh Vitri, in the Goldschmidt edition, it's the first Chalik, it's on page Kuf Pei Tes, there's a big Arichas there. And we see over there that Rashi was very, very bothered by something. Rashi had heard a Shmua that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Menachem was matir to read in shul from Chumashim. And you can see from the context over there that these means Chumashim that weren't sewed like Sifrei Torah Begidin, rather they were apparently in a book form. And Rashi asked his Talmud to write in his name that if what you're saying is true, it comes out that being Oivan Laisisa. Rachel of Atala, Rashi says, Rachama, Ki Nokal Haitzi Shem Shemal of Atala Hachse Kaze Yedea Noshim. Now Rashi over there goes into that even if, because of Esas and Lashem, we could be Michael on certain things of the Sefer Torah, but Glila, for whatever reason, is something that we can't be Mavater on. We find this similarly in the Ravon in Gittin. The Ravon was also Chachme Ashkenaz, but he was a little younger than Rashi. He was a Talmud of some of Rashi's Chaverim. The Ravon says like this, a place that doesn't have a Sefer Torah, be it Chumash Bereishis Shalem, El Shemais Shalem, Asuk Ein Sefer Torah, says the Ravon, you're allowed lane from it because of Esa Sel Hashem Hefaru Tarsacha. Ends the Ravon, but our Chumashim, they're not like Sefer Torah. Even Esa Sel Hashem, you can't lane from them, because the Mikhse B'milse She'enei Nigol B'Kasefer Torah. It's missing. It's not rolled like a Sefer Torah. Same thing we find in the Ravya, who was the Ravon's grandson. He says, in Mikzach the Megillah, Simon Tavkov Nandalit, he has a big arichas about this thing. He starts off saying that their Svarim were all rolled. And he says, a two-pronged attack, why we can't lane from the Chumashim we have, that again, in his days, they were written on cloth and handwritten, but they were bound in a book form rather than in a scroll. And he said, two-pronged attack, why we can't lane from it. First of all, because a Sefer is supposed to be rolled, which he demonstrates. And then he says, even if the other things that we don't have in our Sefer Torah, but whatever we can do, we do. So we're not became a chasei, but scroll is something we could do. And he says, Su, Mivnei Kavod Hatziba Shayach Behu B'chmashim Shalanu. This issue of Kavod Hatziba is something that's relevant even from us, because it's, the issue of Kavod Hatziba, the intention of Kavod Hatziba, Mivnei She'en Shalim, El Gnai Hu Mitziba, She'en Lem Sefetar Suyik Mitzvah, B'chmashim Shalanu, Inan Kmitzvah. The Rav Yaakov comes to explain like this. When the Gemara says that it's a problem of Kavod Hatziba to learn from a Chumash, it's not because there's some issue of Kavod Hatziba that you're learning from something that's somehow deficient because it only has this sefer, not that sefer. Rather, the Kavod Hatziba is that by getting up and learning from a Chumash, you're demonstrating that this sefer doesn't have a sefer Torah that's properly Kmitzvah. And he says this reason applies equally by our chamashim, even though the other things we won't have because we're not the king of chaseis v'yaseiris, but it's still a kavod hatzibur. It's still an issue of kavod hatzibur to show that we don't have a proper sefer Torah. He says, "Aval gav delay efshahashel l'shirin lohu shema yisrashel miliknet sefer." Even if you're going to have a situation where you can't get a kasha sefer, this Tzibur is in a position where they can't get this kasha sefer, it's not happening, we're still not going to allow them to learn from our chumash. And why? Because part of the issue that we don't let them learn from a chumash is because if we let them learn from a chumash, they're going to be lazy and they're not going to get a kasha sefer. And this is something that's going to apply to us. And he brings a Yishalmi. The Yishalmi in Megill and Perek B'nei Ha'ir says that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachma said the sefer Torah that's missing, you can't learn from it Barabbim. The Yishalmi asked if you have a small sefer. Now, what's a small sefer? It's interesting. The Yishalmi says a small sefer was written Bereshis Ad Hamabel. We would call that a sefer written just Parshas Bereshis. Or Vayikra Ad Vayhi Bayam Hashmini. So this other second small sefer includes Parshas Vayikra and Tzav, or Vaydaber Ad Vayhi Ben Sai Haaren. Says, the Brisa says, you're allowed to lane from it Barabim, and then it goes on, they ask, are you allowed from it lane Barabim, they had Stiris. So we say in the end, that this that we answered, the way the Ravon explains the answer, is not an Issa Gomer. Rather, Kadeshi is Baishu, Shenlehem by Malikres, Vilem Agmas Nefesh, Vyachzavu, Yachzavu Achsevetelekneisa. The reason we don't let them lane from an abridged chumash in shul, abridged sefer Torah, is because we want them to feel bad, and then they're going to go and buy a new sefer Torah. Says the Rav Yah. So same thing with our chumashim. It's not shalim. We want them to feel bad, and to go and buy a proper sefer Torah. Okay, now comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam is on the total opposite extreme. The Rambam is going to say, we'll see in a minute, that you could lane, you don't need a kasha sefer. Maybe even according to the Rambam, you could read Baal Peh. Just for a little background, we mentioned before in the Kovitz Reis Ham Yisrael how there were big changes in those days and how they made the cloth. Now, I don't want to go into those details, but if you look in Shuvat HaGayinim Harkavi, Simitof Lamed Beis, it's printed over here in Eitz HaGayinim Gittin on page 92. So there was a big machlekes about when they would write Sefer Torah on the process called Rak, and we see over there that Rav Haigain is writing that the Rabbanan Tatim Masifta hold this possible to write a Sefer Torah and to read from such a Sefer Torah. Only Ramesh Haigain the Masim Machasi, he was the only one who let them, was Machshir writing a Sefer Torah on Rak. Now, the Rambam is found in several places. It's found in some editions, Shubat Rambam Simon Reis Hadidalid. Other versions have different numbering systems. It's quoted also briefly in the Beis Yosef and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, but more length in the Avud Raham and the Kolbein Hilchas Sefer Kriyas HaTorah. The Rambam says like this. The question was, a tzibur that doesn't have a Sefer Torah, should they read from a chamashim with a bracha? Maybe they should just not lane at all, since they don't have a proper Sefer Torah. Comes along the Rambam and says like this. He says that the chachamim in the Ma'ariv, he doesn't say which chachamim, he says they made a big mistake. He says they thought that you need a kasha sefer Torah to write from, and if you don't have a kasha sefer Torah, it's brach levatala. Now, says the Rambam, it's wrong. Even if you don't learn from a kasha sefer Torah, it's not going to be brach levatala. He says, how do I know this? Because the Gemara says the reason why you can't learn from a chumash is because kavod hatziba. Chumash is as possible it could be. If a sefer Torah is missing one letter, it's possible. Kol shekhen, if all you have is a marshal chumash bereshis, you don't have the rest of chumash Torah, certainly it's possible. Elamai says the Rambam, the bracha is not in the sefer Torah. The bracha is just a bracha in the kriya. And just like you're allowed to do lein bal peh, you're allowed to learn Torah bal peh, and we make a bracha. V'chayesh barin la'mishal al da'at le'tzikri b'la bracha v'afil al peh. He said, just like when we make a bracha every day on learning and kriyas on and we make a bracha of birchas haTorah, we make a bracha when we make kriyas haTorah. But why you say sefer Torah necessary? It's the same bracha in the morning that we make every day on Yivarachach Hashem. He says this is why the Chachmei Meiriv relied on this svara, and they let them make brachas on these sefer Torah they're making on cloth that didn't have proper ibud, at least for the Shida Sarambam. Says they learned from such svarim in front of Rabbeinu Yosef Halevi, in front of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Samgesayt, or Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alfas, the Rif, and no one ever spoke up, no one had a problem. Why? Says these people were Balibina, Bechachmasim Yishevis, and Bechavenis, and they knew she'en habrachat kluya b'seifim kashem pasel ela b'kriya atzam b'en shaykai b'seifim kashem pasel k'moshe b'arno. Says the Rambam Alfal Pikein, it's right, proper for every tzibur that should have a sefer Torah with the proper halachas, and that's what they should learn from lechatchil b'tzibur. If they don't have, they can learn from even a partial sefer Torah, and you can make a bracha for this reason. Comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba is in Shuvas Rashba in various places, but it's more B'Shlemus and Abu Draham. And the Rashba says like this. The Rashba says he wonders at the Rambam. He says, what kind of logic is this that it's the same bracha we make in the morning? He says, just the opposite. Someone made a bracha of Birchas HaTorah in the morning. He's potter from everything he wants to learn. He wants to learn from Chumash. He's potter. So why is it that when someone comes and leans from the Sefer Torah, Kriya Sefer, he has to make a bracha again when he already made a bracha before Shachris? Elamai, this is a special bracha on the takon of Kriya Sefer. So this takon of Kriya Sefer needs a Sefer Torah. What kind of raya is there from what you made in the morning? And he brings many, many rice. He says, our Gemara is mashma that way, that even the one who holds that a chumash you can lane for, but something that's mixa b'milse will be possible to lane from. So you see that, and he says, yiriya t'lav davki, even if it's missing one letter, when our Gemara says that the yiriya is chasi, even if it's missing one letter, it's going to be possible from it. And he mentions that the Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah says that if a sefer is missing even the letter, it's possible to be carried from it. Says Rashba in the end, I'm not being becholik on him, I'm not becholik on his edus, that he said the name of Gaon Meiriv. He says, I just don't understand what he's saying. And he says, what he's saying seems to be serious to what he says in the Yad HaChazakah. So what I'm forced to say is that the tshuva was written when he was young, and then when he got older, he was chayza. Says the Rashba, this is how Tafkin, Lamaisa, I never saw anyone who did otherwise. He says, even the villages that don't have a Sefer Torah and they read from Svarim that aren't rolled, they're not scrolled, they're not written with the Parchat HaLachas, in the Nglolim, in the Chavon HaKhasam, says, I never saw anyone make a bracha in the beginning or the end. Now just a little aside, we mentioned the Rashba says that a Sefer Torah is chasa yuri, it's possible culture, kind of it's chasa one letter. Tosis in Megillah, daf tes amud aleph, zivra maschul bishloima, he has a different shita, and he holds that Sefer Torah shachasa yuri achas in kayim by mashma dafki yuri achas of a posik echad loy. So this is a big machlokes rishonim. If it's missing only small amount, is it going to be kosher for leining for? And this is something we have to keep in mind again. So before we see what the Achrayim say, just to review, our Shitas and Rishayim, we have on the one extreme, we have Shitas HaRambam, that you can learn from, you can do Kriya Satira, and there won't be Makiv, whatever Sefer you learn from, the Brach is on the Kriya, not on the Sefer. We have Shitas of those Rishayim, Taisus, it's a Ranals and Megillah, that if it's even missing one letter, it's going to be possible to learn from. And we have an in-between sheet, I'm sorry, the Ran holds even one letter is possible on the Rashba, and we have in-between sheet of Shita Sataisra said if it's missing parts, missing a small amount, it's still going to be kosher to lane from. Now, the Maral Miprag is in his Agos on the Torah, Yardei Simen Reish Ayin Tes, it's printed in some editions of the Torah, it's also quoted by the Masham in Hilchas Kriya Satira. The Maral Miprag says like this, I hold like Taisus and the Ran that a sefer that's missing, you could learn from it. V'chein he'hagti pay prag shagan mechasa b'har b'karin b'ad gemira. Even if it's missing big amounts, you can lane from it until you finish. Now, the Maral explains himself more by Riches Gadol, the Tereis Yisrael, Perek Samach Zayin. It's also quoted by the Madane Melech, by the Adane Yamtev, his Talmud, on the Rosh in Hilchas Sefer Torah. He quotes this Maral Miprag at length. It's also quoted very briefly in the Magen Avraham and in the Behetiv. But comes along the Maral and says a very, very interesting raya, that to his shita, to the shita of these Rishayim, that even if it's going to be missing a small amount, it's still going to be kosher. The Maral's raya is like this. The Gemara in Eivin says that Rav Yehuda, he says, when I was learning Torah in front of Rabbi Kiva, I came to Rabbi Shmuel and told him, what do you do? He says, I'm a lavler. He writes Sefer Torah. So said Rabbi Shmuel, Bini, Havizah b'malachtacha, Shemalachtacha melech shamayim. Shem atem chasa is achas, ayatem miyasa is achas, nimsa atem rachav es kol olam kulay. If you miss one letter, or add a letter, you can destroy the world. So the Maral explains, we know from Chazal, it's the first Medrash in Bereshis Rabbah, where he has Tzlai Omoin, that the Torah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was misakal in the Torah and creating the world. And every letter in the Torah is something that's part of Bereshis Ha'olam. So if you leave out a letter, you're going to destroy the world. If you add a letter, you're going to ruin the world. It's a Churban Ha'olam Lagamri, says the Maral. Comes along the Maral and says like this, that if one is going to argue, like those who shine them who hold, that if a Sefer Torah is missing even one letter, it's possible, and it's not, you can't, it doesn't have the same Sefer Torah, so how could we say that you're being mach of the world? You're being mach of the world if you take out a letter from a Sefer Torah. But the Eibush created the world with a Torah. If a Sefer that's missing a letter doesn't have the same Sefer Torah, so then this is not something that creates the world. It's just a Sefer, like a Sefer Ba'alma. It's like we have a lav swarm on the shelf. Perhaps they're missing. If someone's chumash in there, on the shelf in the shul is missing a page, are we going to say Chas V'Shalom is Mach of the Island? We say it's not a Sefer Torah. If it's Sefer Torah, it's Chasi Mach of the Island. Says the Maral, it has to be that has Kedusha Sefer Torah, and that's why it creates a Churban Ha'olam. But if you're going to say that there's no Churban Ha'olam, if it's not a Kasha Sefer Torah, then it doesn't make sense to say, if you're going to say that it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah, and same Sefer Torah, it's missing a letter, then it doesn't make sense to say that's Mach of the world. Says the Maral, even though I know that the Ramban, I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say before, the Ran B'Shem of the Ramban holds that even missing a letter, it's possible. The Ran over there argues with him. Says the Maral, fasting Lashon, Lule the Maral, I wouldn't say this Lashon. The Maral says like this. He says, V'yadanik Ramban v'Torzal, because the Torah was precious in their eyes, so that's why they leaned to be machmer. Why? Because they knew, like I said before, you destroy the world. And secondly, because since we only use the Torah for Kriya, if they're going to be makel when it comes to Kriya, it's going to chas v'shalom come a situation that people are going to leave it and they're not going to fix the Sefer Torah. We have a chas v'shalom b'tais, but still, what I say is to be neg like Taisus and the Ran, that Yoyitza, and this is like he said before, how he was manic that they should do in Prague, that they should finish reading from the Sefer Torah, even if it's possible. Now, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Yoridei Simin Reishayin Tess and in Arachayim Simin Kuf Mem Gimel is if we discuss we discover a psul in the middle of laning, so then we take a new Sefer Torah and we lean from the Iran. But as regards to whatever we leaned until then, that we're saimach that we yoytze kriyas haTorah. Just it's mavur in the Paiskim. I'll just say how it's explained in the Aruch HaShulchan Simin Reishayin Tess Evav. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, how do we say that what we learned before we were Yaitzah, Why do we just continue from where we left off? We discover in the middle of, let's say, Parshas Noach and Psul by Shlishi Lamashal. So we take Anusif, we turn names from Shlishi. What happened to the first two Ali? It says, Aruch HaShulchan, it's true that the Rosh and the Rashba Paskin, that you're not Yaitzah, and you have to lean over again. But we rely in the Tshuvas HaRambam that we mentioned before, that the Rambam says that even the Pasul Sefer Torah totally, it's, you could make a bracha and learn from it, and this is how the Ga'onei Olam were Noyig, and it says the Aruch HaShulchan, when it comes to laning from here on, we're not going to be Samech on there. But when it comes to what we already laned, then we can be Samech on the Shitas HaRambam and the Ga'onei Mayrif, for two reasons. One is because of Terchet Tzibura. And second reason is like this, that if we would go back and lane from before, then we're going to be making all the brachas that we laned before into bracha of Atalo Chas V'Shalom. It's a very interesting svara of the Aruch HaShulchan. And in order not to cast light backwards on the brachas we made and make it into a bracha of Atalo, so we're machshir the Kriya Sefer we already laned, and we rely on the Rambam, and we only pull our new Sefer Torah from here on. And this is halacha marin kein kol ga'oinei oilam. That's the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, let's say one doesn't have bechlal. This Aruch HaShulchan is talking about all where you discover a middle and then you switch. So, or if what could happen, unfortunately, is one could discover that for months the Sefer Torah has been puzzled, or I had a situation where for years the Sefer Torah was puzzled. So, however, we rely on the Rambam and these ga'oinim who hold that even from Apostle Sefer Torah. But let's say the Tzibur doesn't have a Kashrus Sefer Torah, they only have Apostle Sefer Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Mem Gimel Sefer Dalet, Shas Hadchak, the Shulchan Ramaz over there, Shein Litzibach Sefer Torah Apostle, and no one could fix it. Yesh I'm in the Yesh Rikus by Betzibur to make a bracha, Yesh Paislin, Vim Chumash Echa Shalmo Atais Yesh Hakal Likris, Baisa Chumash, Alpha Pish Yesh Tais Bachayim, the Ramah says if we have one Sefer Torah, one Chumash that's Kashi, you could learn from it. Says to be Alacha in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel over the Arf and Art, that the Shaar Ephraim says the Minig is not to make a bracha, but he says those who are naik to make a bracha in Limchas Biyadeh. Now, just one more point, we all know that when it comes to a Shaila in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, when in middle of Kriyas HaTorah we find something that's a shaila of his kasha apostle, so we know in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel that if something is a suffix, if it's kasha, so then we go and lay in it from that sefer. And one of the reasons is because we're mitzaref, those who hold, we have a svek sveka. Maybe like those who hold that this particular shaila is kasha, even if not, maybe like those who hold like the Rambam's Rabbeim, that you can lay in and make a bracha even from apostle Sefer Torah. The Masham in Chel Gimel Siman Reish Hei brings down a very interesting thing. He brings down from the Das Kedoshim in Siman Reish Hei Tes in Yodea that says that this that we don't take out another Sefer Torah, middle of Kriyas HaTorah, this is only because of Tercha Ditzibura. But if the Tzibur would want to take out another Sefer Torah, so then he doesn't say this as a Dover Hechlet, but he's saying, Ulai, there's a mitzvah min Hamuvcha, to be Michael uncover the Tzibur and to take out another Sefer Torah and continue laning from the new Sefer Torah. Says, again, this is in the case where it's something that's a suffix and we're Michael to go on laning from, and the Das Kedoshim is being night to the Ulai, there's Mitzim and the Mufcha to take out the second Sefer, but the Masham himself and Simon over there and Simon Reshei, he is night to not let the way, that if you have something that's a Suffolk, if it's kosher, the Sefer Torah, so then it's going to be a pagam in the Sefer Torah, so therefore it's a bezayin to the Sefer Torah to take out the Sefer, not the Sefer Torah, so the proper thing is to go on laning from the Sefer Torah, and kemeduma that the Hara is like the Masham.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.